This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Five Aside. It's your boy Chidalu and Ope. Ope, how far now?
I'm chilling, bro. The way this guy pronounces my name sometimes. But yeah, bro.
Wait, is that how to pronounce your name?
Yeah, that's how to pronounce it. That's how to pronounce it.
And no, I have it on lock, Ope.
I have it on lock. But yeah, I'm chilling, bro. But yeah, how's everything, man?
Man, you know this nine to five life no easy. So I'm hoping that Five Aside will get big someday, so I won't have to go to work anymore.
I feel that, bro.
I just spend my whole time, you know, preparing for football banter and just.
Football banter. How is your own soccer in real life now? You be in the ball for real life.
Yeah. Now you can come to Atlanta. Anyone listening, come to Atlanta, ask around the streets. You know the Nigerian Neymar.
Nigerian Neymar.
Everyone knows the Nigerian Neymar in these streets of ETL soccer scenery.
But yeah, I think soccer is a nice way to just.
So we're talking as if we recently started a league. Which you're part of. I'm trying to get more active.
Yeah.
I'm trying to come back on form. You know, I'm just returning from injury, from a long-term layoff, just like the real Neymar.
You have to get back to your prime, bro.
On God. But anyway, how's your week been? I know you went to Asake's concert yesterday, which I regrettably missed.
Yeah, Asake's concert was live, it was lit. You know, it's that kind of concert where you pretty much cannot sit because, you know, every song is a banger, like back to back. So, like, there's no chance to be sitting. I think I actually lost my voice yesterday, so, because, like, I was just singing the entire fucking time. But yeah, Asake was live. It was like the concert was lit.
So, you enjoyed yourself?
For sure, now. Like, all of Asake's new jams. And it was performing full device, like the leg work or more. It was crazy, man.
I guess I missed. I was hoping it was ass, so I would have been like, well, I guess I didn't miss anything.
These niggas, nah, it was lit, bro. As I can start, it was life.
Like, did you go for any after party?
Nah, man. I think I've already run to Rudy a couple times. And understand, like, every time I'm having a midweek concert, I just go back home, man. I never have the energy to, like, push. But yeah, the way after party shot, I think Red Room and some other places.
I spent my time. I watched, like, 20 minutes of Palmeiras versus Botafogo before going to play football. I think they are playing Copa Santander. Yes, I was trying to like get a little look at the Estevao boy. His nickname is Messinho. Apparently he's the gem. So I didn't really see much, to be honest, but I watched for just like 20 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I heard They lost though. They drew 2-2, but they lost 2-1 in the first leg, so they're out.
Oh damn!
Yeah,
I heard it's like this. This Savinho boy, so people have been calling him the next Mahrez.
Yeah,
and he's actually really cool. Looking like him. So, man was cooking not Zinchenko. I don't know why I call Cucurella Zinchenko. Yeah, kind of the same. Yeah.
Zinchenko.
Well, so
how are you feeling, Merino? Look, first of all, how did you see Arsenal's first game of the season against Wolves?
I think it was kind of expected. I just had to like make sure that, you know, I think the boys they already have a system that we're used to, and I think it just is like a continuation from last season. But they had control of the game, you know. Everything, the game looked pretty nice. I mean, we created chances, took them. I think we could have scored more. But as usual, we know Starboy Saka, he's always good to pop. That is the top player of my FPL. I had to pick that boy.
That was a clutch moment from him there, because at the point he scored, it looked like we are losing handle of the game a little bit. So we are more under pressure than we were like for the most part of the game. And he at that moment, that goal at that time killed their spirits.
Yeah, it sealed it up.
Because it looked like immediately this boy came on, Mathieu Kuna. I think he kind of like gave Wolves some kind of impetus.
Yeah.
Actually coming for us at that point.
Konya is a pretty decent player. I would have actually picked him but I knew he was playing against Arsenal. and so I knew there was no hope for him. But Kukunya is another person I'm looking to get in the coming weeks once their fixtures kind of even out.
Okay. Well, we handled that game in a very professional manner, so I didn't have any issues.
Yeah.
The game I was looking, I guess before we even go to Chelsea City, how you feeling about Merino?
Merino, at this point, I trust that it has decisions. So signing Merino is going to, I think it's going to really help bolster the team. I'm sure you see something in him. And I think I watched Sociedad play a couple games last season, and they were pretty good, actually. And they say he was one of their top players. I haven't seen much about him, honestly, but I think him being Spanish and Arteta liking him, I think he'll be a good fit.
That Spanish part is very important. It seems like they're number one in football right now.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think he will gel properly with Odegaard and, you know, Rice. And,
you know, there was a point if you're Brazilian, you're like, yeah, we don't care about your resume as long as you're Brazilian.
You're Brazilian. You're good.
I think so Spain have that Spain. Aura. Spain have
from
that aura.
Midfielders
right now.
Especially. Mm-hmm. Like, a midfielder that is Spanish, come on, I'm not hearing anymore. So.
Anyway, I don't, similarly to you, I don't really know that much about him. I'll be honest, I only ever saw him in the Euros, so I didn't really pay that much attention. I think I paid more attention to the PSG boy and Rodri. Yeah, Fabian Ruiz and Rodri. Merino, I kind of saw him as a side character. I didn't really look at him, so he might be amazing. But their midfield was amazing, so he was part of it. So I guess he's probably.
Yeah, I think Fabian. It was Rodri, Fabian, and Olmo now.
Yeah, Olmo was there then, but I think he came in. He played, I think he featured.
Yeah.
I didn't really notice him. But he featured. So
I mean, we'll see what he has to.
I trust Arteta. I mean, Havertz is already already shot me up. After that Havertz signing, I'm like, I guess do what you want.
Yeah. He understands what he's doing. So. Yeah.
Do what you want. Although this narrative, I don't know how it's done in real life, Shab, because most pundits I listen to, they seem pretty like uppity about Arsenal's chances this season. But like, I've been on Twitter recently to kind of see how, because there are a lot of Muppets on there. But I still engage for some reason. There is still this narrative amongst many Arsenal fans about like how, if the fact we've not gotten a striker yet, that we are not going to do anything this season.
These people, they don't understand winning the Premier League and winning other cups is different. So, and I don't know anybody that's in top shape, sir, is their business.
Right.
Because back to back is like the only thing is just Pep. And yeah, this season, honestly, we'll see what Arteta has to bring. The fact that he has added more to the team, mm-hmm, theoretically, we should do better than last season. So, yeah.
Personally, I think our weakest point last season, because first of all, I understand all the times they were like, City needs a striker, City needs a striker, and we are still in the league. I understood that point, even though I don't even completely agree. I understood that point in terms of the Champions League. But I still think football is such a game of moments.
Mm-hmm.
Because of all the striker that they said they needed, this guy has not even scored a single or even made a single assist in all their knockout stages when they won the Champions League, even last season. That's how. But I get his impact. I agree with that argument in terms of like there are certain games where City look like they don't really know what to do besides pass.
I
understand it.
And then having someone of that presence also.
Yes. But in the league is simply winning the most matches and getting the most points.
Right.
As long as you do that, you're scoring goals, you're defending well. If you have a solid defense and a good attack that scores goals, you score more than everybody and defend better than everybody. More times than not, you win the league.
You win the game,
saying, if you get like a world-class striker, I love it. That's wonderful. Someone better than Havertz. That's nice. But you're saying that if we don't get a striker, we absolutely cannot win. That's rubbish.
That is pure rubbish.
Not after finishing 2 points behind those monsters.
But honestly, I can kind of see it to maybe a slight moment, like, because just thinking about it, it's like the game that we actually did lose, let's not look at it like, let's think, okay, mm-hmm, we won all our games. The games that we actually did lose, do we feel like if we had a actual, like, world-class striker, someone that was better than Havertz, we would have won those games? Or do you feel like we've done enough to where if we play those games again, a similar outcome will not happen? Because I'm very scared for this weekend coming up.
Yeah,
and that's
very
the reason why I'm asking that question.
I'm curious. I saw a stat. So all those games we lost, only one of them did have his future as a striker. And that was earlier on in the season.
Again,
I didn't feel like he did play as a striker. Especially the midfielder.
So who played as a striker?
Jesus.
So does that mean you don't have a striker that can play in those games? Because Havertz is our starting striker.
Yes.
So why is it that Arteta chooses to switch things up when it comes to Villa?
Because we didn't have a covering midfielder at that point. I think this guy was... we didn't have either Jorginho and this guy. You guys play
Jorginho right doesn't start for us.
Yeah, but in that game, I think Partey was injured, so they played Rice as a six, and they played Havertz as a
Partey one. Really didn't even play, because Partey doesn't play well in the stand-up. So it's Declan Rice, Odegaard, and...
Jorginho or Partey now?
Yeah, that's true.
But in that specific game, I think this guy was very worried about these people's physicality in the midfield.
In the midfield, yeah.
That's why he put Havertz there, which I get. But
I'm tripping for this game this weekend because I don't even know who we can line up that is that much different from this thing. And Aston Villa, they just signed Onana again.
They are saying that very physical.
And it's even more physical right now. Yeah. Onana is on form. Watkins is just coming back. It's like they just signed another winger boy like this. I think it's like a replacement for Kudus, like a sub for Kudus.
Mm-hmm.
I'm interested. I'm just hoping, man,
I watched that game again. I think we should have won that match. Jesus missed some very good chances. And also Zinchenko.
That's what I'm saying, but it's the same Zinchenko. People. Unless we start Simba. And in that case, Simba has to, I guess, if we play Simba. Because if we play Zinchenko again, I don't believe anything will change about that game.
I don't think Zinchenko will play against Villa.
He cannot play against Villa.
It might affect him mentally because of that.
Bro. Guy, I'm just tired. And
Yeah,
this game,
Bailey chop him that last game.
And Bailey is on form, bro. Bailey has been training, bro. If you saw him in this last game, I think he scored in this last game, bro. And even Onana, bro. I'm just like, man.
I mean, I think we should be able. It'll be a tough game, but I think we should be able to win. Like that last game, the first leg we played them last season, we should have won that match. We had way more chances than them, but we are just not. And personally, I would like Havertz to start as a striker, except Jesus is on kind of serious form right now, because last season Jesus, God forbid, but the Jesus I've been seeing, I saw in preseason, looks like he was more up for it though. I don't know, but I prefer Havertz to start as a striker, not as a midfielder. Because I think he will score. He seems to have very good numbers starting as a striker compared to him starting as a midfielder. So I think we should just continue that, because it's been a winning formula. The reason why we performed way better second half of the season is because he started most games as a striker compared to the first half of the season.
Yeah.
So why not continue a winning formula?
Yeah, I'm interested to see who Dimitri that we play with. Against Villa, I just want to see the lineup, and yeah, because we need to win this game at the beginning of the season.
Yeah. It's crazy. It's very early season. I feel like we need to win.
Is crazy, bro.
Yeah, this Premier League is mad. It's because of City.
Yeah, we have to win, bro. We have to win this game.
So early in the season, and you really feel like you have to.
If you don't win this game, if you lose it, City can just start cruising on you, bro.
Anyway, yeah, because I remember last season we went to go and draw very early on against Fulham. That seems to touch me, because really we thought it didn't matter.
Yeah,
but at the end of the day,
it mattered. Like
that West Ham of Fulham game in the season.
Yeah,
I actually thought it wouldn't matter.
That's what I'm saying, man. Bro, we'll see.
Anyway, though, and I know Merino can't start, because if Merino could play, Omar, please. Have a striking Merino, Rice, Odegaard,
yeah.
Just go.
Yeah.
But it might be a bit too early, and that would be like a very, very rough game. Rough first game to throw someone. Anyway, how did you feel about Chelsea City? That was actually the game I was looking forward to more.
Chelsea City was I mean, I enjoyed the game. I thought, as usual, I knew City was going to win. But I was actually surprised with Chelsea. I'm interested to see how they play their next game, because Nkunku looked pretty. He got some big. He looked pretty sharp. And then I don't think did they play Uko. I think Cole Palmer played. I'm not sure, but
he played as a wing. I
guess.
Didn't look
himself. Yeah, I didn't see too much of him, but I mean, Savinho was brutal, bro. That guy looked nice on the ball. And then, he looked pretty good on the ball. I'm worried about that guy. But,
yeah.
I mean, I can't say too much about City. We already know City.
This guy, Nkunku looks sharp, but he's not looking like the savior that he was purported to be by most Chelsea fans.
Yeah, I don't think he's necessarily needs to be a savior. Their savior is cold. The thing is that if you look at the number of goals that Jackson missed, Jackson could probably have been part of the top scorers, because he still scored 14 goals last season. And to be honest, this guy missed like up to 10 one-on-ones. So it's like, you know, if you have Nkunku taking those extra 10 goals, like that is an extra point of like goals for Chelsea, and you don't have to depend on Palmer all the time. So I think that's what it is.
You're right, though, but I don't know. He's not looking like a. I don't know if how. We'll see how he does. But as a left winger, nah.
And
he should probably just start as a supporting striker or a striker.
Yeah, I think it's best to start as a striker. They don't need him playing that left wing. They can play Neto on the left wing.
Yeah, they'll probably play Neto on the left wing. And I don't know if this guy. I mean, they have 40 players, but this their manager came out and said he's only using 20. 21.
Yeah, I think they are selling a couple of them already. So.
Is Modric part of the people that he's using?
That's what I'm not sure about.
It's crazy. This is like Big Brother, right, what kind of reality show. We are trying to see who is in, who is out.
In the top 21.
Like it feels like what kind of reality Big Brother kind of game show.
Yeah.
Where we have to figure out who is part of the top 21. Yeah, for real, it's crazy. Because I'm not. Modric is young. He fits their profile. Young, future talent. Yeah, because I know they say Sterling is out.
Yeah.
The guy put a whole statement
Oh, shit.
that he came to training early and whatnot.
I think they're trying to sell Sterling.
No, they're trying to tell him.
Someone was saying the rumor of Sterling to Arsenal. I was like, oh my, I don't even want Sterling. Like,
Oh my bego. I mean, if I think I want to buy him, maybe he saw something I did not see.
but yeah, just telling
Well,
that
that's gonna be weird. I mean, we don't own a savior club. You know, they buy guys, they save them. But I
the
mean, see, personally, I won't go for him. But if Chester is trying to go for him, that's maybe.
let's
But yeah,
see.
I mean, let's go and save this boy instead from AC Milan, Leao.
Yeah, they said that there's been rumors about that too.
Anyway, though. But yeah, City versus Chelsea, that was pretty much straightforward. We need City, Chelsea would lose, and we are new City would win. Easy money. I don't really know what to expect from Chelsea this season. So with their 40 boys who still team, I don't know.
Boys are starting.
And they've gotten Felix back. Atletico Madrid must be over the moon. Apparently, they were celebrating more for selling Felix than even buying Gallagher.
Wow, that is
Yeah,
crazy.
they've been trying to get rid of Felix for a minute.
That's very interesting.
Okay, why the hell would Chelsea sign another of this kind of player?
Felix,
Like
yeah,
a
another
left wing,
Nkunku,
number 10, we don't know what they are,
yeah.
half space kind of player.
Bruh.
That's a weird signing. I don't know. Maybe they were just trying to get rid of Gallagher because that's just weird. And this, I think, it was like 50 million. That's money. That's a great piece of business from Atletico Madrid. I think Felix is very talented, but his reputation has crashed for a while now.
Yeah, I think if he's still talented, 50 million for Felix doesn't sound too bad.
I mean, he hasn't done anything lately. That's why I would like
Yeah,
that's.
treasure. True.
And there's no money in football right now. It's like they're going through. Let's say they go through recession.
Before real.
Yeah, that's why Osimhen still cannot find a club.
Yeah.
Like
Even Andre
I don't
Onana, I was
really.
surprised they signed him for 50 million.
Wow.
Back there, I thought it was like 100 that they were calling on him before.
Oh, I mean, I don't know why. I'm not really fully hopped on the another bandwagon yet. I don't know. Is it good?
Yeah.
Yeah. Me, Barca, Chelsea. I don't understand those clubs. Even Omo with them sign, I don't get it. It's almost giving the same vibes as Felix to Chelsea.
Yeah.
Like just signing players for the sake of signing, so just to satisfy maybe your fans. Like we have signed a player, or not necessarily like the kind of the position you need.
You need exactly.
Reminds me of those days with Wenger. Like we need a center back. We need a center back. Wenger will bring this
Bong
guy from
just in
one kind of weird
attacker
Portugal
like this. I swear, one
or
weird attacker.
Alstrom or somebody like that.
One weird ass attacker that is a left wing center forward that you don't even know.
Just buy somebody.
Bruh. Yeah.
But anyway, though, I guess see, everybody, this is going to be very interesting. Even with La Liga, I'm going to have eyes on both La Liga and Premier League this season, because of Madrid and their left wingers. A forward line of field with left wingers.
Yeah, everybody's a left winger, bro. Yeah, it'll be
Yeah.
interesting to see. They look like they were combining pretty well, but in those big tournaments, it's not just about that. You actually need to play together and know what you're
Yes,
doing.
yeah.
And so,
I don't know how I feel about the project. I like their players, but
I
for
don't
some
know.
reason I want to laugh at them.
I don't think, I just think just because of the sheer amount of talent that they have, they'll figure something out.
Yeah, they will. I
So,
know. I can't bet against Madrid. I've learned my lesson.
if you bet against Madrid, they're bad, bro.
Yeah. Man is not looking bad though. I have to admit it a little bit. They're looking a
Yeah,
little bit.
actually, and they said they are signing De Ligt again, or is De Ligt there already?
It's probably there already.
Huh.
They're not looking
Yeah, they're
bad.
not looking bad because, to be
I
fair,
have to bump them up to sixth.
for real. Because
but,
my
wait, but Brighton are not looking bad either.
I think that Brighton will Mete will be one right winger.
I don't know who the fuck they
Minty.
But they're looking.
Yeah, there's one Minty boy there.
And their manager is like 10 years old.
Bro, the thing about Brighton is they will lose games. All those niggas will drop points.
They define James, both the manager and the player.
Yeah. There was still this one's initial bro, I think Brighton will still drop points. But Man U is looking like they're coming up. Because Maguire's long passing is actually pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he knows how to distribute. But I don't know what it would be. Like, if you put a Maguire-Martinez pairing, it didn't look too bad, honestly. Like, he actually held that defense this last game.
Yeah, people tend to forget Maguire's qualities.
Yeah.
He was back in Leicester for actually, like, playing out of the back.
He knows how to actually throw long pass. He was switching the play, like, every time from this time. From very deep. Yeah. I was like, wow. Okay.
He has a good passing range, a decent passing range.
Yeah.
But anyway, though, so where do you think Osimhen will end up this season? Arsenal, PSG, Chelsea?
I mean, to be fair, I just think it might be Chelsea, honestly, just because Chelsea just signs anybody. I mean, PSG. I don't think PSG will drop the money. So that's what I just think, yeah. Chelsea is most likely to sign someone like that.
I find it weird that Conte is really complaining this early on in Napoli. I don't know if he will last, but I find it weird that he would pick Lukaku over Osimhen. That's weird.
Yeah, and they're actually buying Lukaku from Chelsea now. So that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
he might actually throw Osimhen into that deal.
Anyway, PSG seems to be interested. I think I think he might end up in PSG. To be fair, yeah, I don't know. I don't see Arsenal going for him. To be honest,
yeah,
it's too expensive.
Probably not.
Well, anyway, I'm looking forward to this next weekend, especially the Arsenal game versus Aston Villa.
Yeah, I think that's the game of the weekend.
Yeah, and I mean I'll watch everything, but that's the game I'm most looking forward to.
Yeah.
Hopefully we win.
Honestly, because that'll be
all right. I know you have to go soon. I saw your text.
All right.
wait though. What's your prediction? Your score prediction for the Villa game, Arsenal Villa game?
Honestly, Arsenal Villa. I think if we're able to get our tactics right, I'll give you probably 2-0. Actually, no. I'll give you the 3-1. The 3-1 is more like it.
I wanted to go with 3-1, but I guess I'll go with 2-1. Anyway, it was nice chatting with you, Broski.
Yes, sir.
We'll catch you this coming Sunday. When next we talk.
All right, now. Safe.
All right. All right. See you later. All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.